On this program tomorrow, we'll be taking you to a very special place called Ten Chimneys. It was the home of stage stars Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne in Genesee Depot, Wisconsin, a home that was a stage for the Lunts and their famous friends Noel Coward, Katharine Hepburn, and many others. Alfred Lunt was a gourmet cook and an avid baker, which leads us to today's food moment. While we were out in Wisconsin, we stopped at my family's longtime home on Lake Nagawicca and asked Chef Dean Schmitz of the nearby Delafield Hotel to prepare Alfred Lunt's signature Swedish cardamom bread. We caught up with him midway through the process. What are you doing?
Just placing an egg glaze on it for the final stages of cooking. In his recipe, he uses straight egg. In this one, I use a mix of egg and milk for the simple fact that the straight egg gives it that kind of shellac glaze over it. And
is that just too shiny for you?
Yeah, it is. It just kind of looks too...
You don't want to see yourself in the bread glaze.
Exactly.
All right.
So I use more kind of a satiny finish to it.
Ah, okay. I'm a shiny girl myself, but you know, you're the chef de cuisine. All right, and the baker today. So, in our Lunt-like fashion, we have thought ahead and planned to make this as graceful as possible and actually made this bread in several stages. And so we have been smelling the most heavenly scents wafting through this kitchen. I mean, there really is a sugary, sweet kind of... I know the scent of cardamom, actually, from the Middle East. This doesn't necessarily smell like cardamom to me. It just smells sweet.
The bread is actually, when you braid it and do your final rise, it's coated with the cinnamon sugar. So you get, you have a little sugar in the dough, you have a little sugar on the dough, you get the cinnamon, and you get the little, as soon as we pull it out of the oven, you'll catch a nice zip of the cardamom and cinnamon together.
Excellent. Now, did you add the cinnamon, or was that Alfred's?
No, that's actually, it's in the actual recipe during the final rise when you braid it. It just says braid in cinnamon sugar.
Okay. All right. I'm ready to have you take it out of our old family oven, which has seen better days. Mmm. You know what the smell reminds me of? Did you ever have, did your mom or grandmother ever make pie crust? You know, when pie crust would be left over, and pies were made a lot in this house, my grandmother would sugar the crust, the extra crust, with cinnamon and sugar, and then we kids would just eat these pie sticks.
Smells like my grandmother's peach kuchen. She obviously used cardamom in it when she made it. It's always good to let it rest for 10, 15 minutes before you cut. The one
it's
little
great
trick we discovered while doing playing with this is add a little sweetness to it, either a honey butter or we have some nice little jams there, preserves. Brings out the cardamom just a hair more.
This is really, really good bread. I just want to say, anyone would enjoy this. Dean Schmitz, I really want to thank you for being such a good sport.
Thank you for having me. I think I'm going to have to dig up some more of the Lunt's recipes and do a little more playing around.
When you go to our website to find out how to make Swedish cardamom bread, check out Alfred Lunt's coffee recipe, which uses a whole egg. Our story on the Lunts at Ten Chimneys airs tomorrow on All Things Considered from NPR News.